miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiallahu anhum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program, The Miraculous Events of the Companions, a program that is dedicated to pay a tribute in the court of the Honorable Companions Ali Muridwan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and to discuss their saintly miracles, the karamat that were manifested by them. So we can also see the powers, the authorities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon them and how greatly they were blessed from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even after their martyrdom. And even during their lifetimes, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the powers to manifest certain saintly miracles, and even after their embracing of martyrdom, how saintly miracles were manifested by them, denoting the power, the excellence, the greatness, the majesty, the grandeur they hold in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, dear viewers, as we are discussing about the saintly miracles of the Sahaba, one thing we need to understand is that the saintly miracles, this is one thing, the karamat, this is one thing, but the element of being Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is above all. They are the greatest of the awliya from among the people. They are the greatest of the awliya. No one can reach to the station of a sahabi. The closeness, the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that they possessed, this in itself is the greatest of the honors. So today, dear viewers, again we'll talk about multiple sahaba. So stay with us from start to end. Inshallah, we'll learn immense amount of knowledge. Again, today, dear viewers, we'll talk about multiple Sahaba, but before we do that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, our intercessor, our savior, the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The prophet, alayhi salatu wa sallam, has stated that he who sends salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, the first companion that we will discuss today, again, very elite companion, very prominent companion, a companion who was very beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a companion who devoted his entire life for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Rabi' radiyallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah, what a great honorable companion he was, dear viewers. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Rabi' bin Amr Ansari Khazraji radiyallahu ta'ala an. He radiyallahu an was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam during the Bay'ah al-Aqaba al-Ula, the first Bay'ah of Aqaba, and the second one as well. He was present during both of these pledges. And he radiyallahu ta'ala an was the chief, was the leader of the Banu Harith tribe of Ansar. During the time of ignorance, pre-Islamic era, when the trend of writing and reading was very, very minimum among the Arabs, during that time, he radiallahu ta'ala was a scribe. He radiallahu ta'ala was a scribe. He would do the literary work even at the time when this was not a common trend among the Arabs. And he radiallahu ta'ala was a great devotional and ardent companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He would sacrifice everything of his for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And how honorable he was. Try to grasp this from this very narration where the honorable daughter of Sa'd ibn Rabi' radiallahu anhu says that I came in the court of the first caliph of Islam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he laid down a piece of shawl for me which was on his body, and he made me sit upon that shawl. In the meanwhile, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu also entered, and he asked, who's this woman, who's this girl? And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, "She is the daughter of that person who had made his abode in paradise during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who had made his abode in paradise. He had settled his abode in paradise during the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and me and you remained deprived of this." Now, listening to this, out of astonishment, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said that, "Oh, the Khalifa of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who's that person?" And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu replied, "Sa'd bin Arabi radiallahu anhu." And to this, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu also confirmed to it. So, Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu anhu was that individual who was spoken with these golden words even after his passing, after his martyrdom, by the greatest of the companions, the likes of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. During the Battle of Badr, Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu anhu fought very, very bravely. And during the Battle of Uhud, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu killed 12 disbelievers. And then there was a fierce battle, fierce fight, and during the Battle of Uhud in 3 Hijri, he radiallahu ta'ala embraced martyrdom and he was buried in the same grave as Sayyiduna Kharja bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers, the saintly miracle that is associated with him, which we will cover today, is also related to the time he embraced martyrdom. So Sayyiduna Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu anhu narrates that on the day of the Battle of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sent me to look for the body of Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu ta'ala and instructed me to convey my salam to him if you find him alive. So do you just imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is sending another companion, Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, in search of Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu anhu, and is instructing him that if you find him alive, convey my salam to him. Imagine the rank of Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu anhu, for whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sending someone to find him and convey his salam to him if he is found alive. So Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu anhu says that we were searching for the body of Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and eventually we found him, but we found him in a state where he was still alive. However, he was on the threshold of death. And he says that I conveyed him the salam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, to which he replied and he said that give my salam also to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and after this say to him that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I have smelt the fragrance of paradise in this battlefield, and give my last message to my nation, to my tribe Ansar, that if any single one of you remains alive, any single one of you remains alive, and the kuffar, the disbelievers, they get to reach the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they manage to attack the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whilst any single one of you is alive, then none of your excuse will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that very pledge, that very promise of yours will be broken, which you made during Bay'ah al-Aqaba. And while saying this, his soul was seized. His soul left his blessed body. So dear viewers, we can see that Sayyidina Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu ta'ala, he smelt the fragrance of paradise in the battlefield. And we can see what great rank he possessed, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam conveyed his salam to him. And in the meanwhile, dear viewers, we can also grasp from this very incident that what was the mindset of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu anhu even during this testing time, the time when he radiallahu anhu is being martyred, he radiallahu anhu is lying on the threshold of his death, and during this time, all he wants is to leave a will for his tribe, for his people, saying to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Even at this time, dear viewers, he was only thinking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he was leaving this will for his nation, for his tribe, that if any single one of you remain alive whilst the disbelievers, the enemy, managed to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then none of your excuse will be accepted in the court of Allah. Dear viewers, even at the severest of the times, he radiallahu ta'ala was thinking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the extent of his devotion, how devoted he would be for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What element of love he would have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that even during this time, he's not worried about his wealth. He's not worried about distributing his wealth. He's not worried about his assets or his children or his family, other provisions. No, nothing. All he is worried about is guarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In Battle of Uhud, dear viewers, wasn't an easy battle. It was a very, very difficult and very fierce fight took place during this battle. And he radiallahu anhu embraced martyrdom. And during this time, whilst his soul is being captured, all he is worried about is the safety of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the true devotees, dear viewers, who have been praised in the Holy Quran, who have been spoken about in the Holy Quran, who are our guides, who are our leaders, who we can proudly say that they are our legendary heroes. Those are the legendary figures whom we follow. They are the ones who sacrificed everything of theirs for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And as a result, one of the saintly miracles that were manifested by him, one of the gifts, one of the blessings that Allah gave him in this world was that he was able to smell the fragrance of paradise in the battlefield. Subhanallah. May Allah allow us also to follow the footsteps of the Honorable Companions alayhim ridwan. Now dear viewers, let's move forward and let's talk about another very fortunate companion. He indeed was elite companion, very prominent companion, very highly ranked companion, but specially very, very fortunate companion. The fortune that he possessed was such that many other companions would dream of this fortune. What was this fortune? It was to be the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And you perhaps would have judged correctly as well that the companion we now will discuss is none other than Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah, the fortune that he possessed was that he was also blessed to be the personal servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And one of the titles that he possessed was Khadimun Nabi. Khadimun Nabi, the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a title that he was very, very proud of. And imagine, dear viewers, someone who was in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his travels, during his battles, whilst he was staying at home. All this time, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu was in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Imagine what blessings he radiallahu ta'ala would have acquired. So the lineage of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu is Anas bin Malik bin Nadhr bin Zamzam bin Zaid bin Haram Ansari. And he radiallahu ta'ala belonged to the Banu Najjar branch of Ansar tribe, and his mother's name was Umm Sulaym binte Malhan. Now, at the age of 10, dear viewers, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu came in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And for 10 years, as mentioned earlier, he stayed with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam throughout his journeys, his battle, his stay at home, wherever he would be. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu would be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And out of the sacred relics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a small staff of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was in the possession of Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an. And as per his will, at the time of his death, the same staff was placed in his shroud as well. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has specially prayed for blessings in the wealth and in the children of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, with the blessings of which he radiallahu ta'ala an had a lot of offspring. It is stated, dear viewers, that at the time of his passing, the total number of his sons, his daughters, his grandchildren was 120. This is all by the virtue of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he radiallahu ta'ala also narrated many hadith. He radiallahu would apply fragrance, itr, extensively. He radiallahu would apply itr abundantly. And he had left another will that when I pass away, apply the same fragrance to my shroud in which the blessed perspiration, the blessed sweat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is mixed. This was his will. And his honorable mother, Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, would specially gather the blessed perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, during the caliphate of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala migrated to Basra with the intention of teaching people. And that's where he radiallahu ta'ala also passed away. And dear viewers, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala was the last companion to pass away in Basra. After him, there was no other companion left in Basra. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about a few saintly miracles that were manifested by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. And when we spoke about his abundance of progeny, the offspring that he had by the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, one of the saintly miracles which is attributed with him, dear viewers, is regarding the palm trees. Now, normally, the gardens where dates are grown, the palm tree gardens, what normally happens there is that it bears fruit only once a year. But for Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, his garden, the garden which had palm date trees, it would bear fruit twice a year. Normally this doesn't happen. This is unusual. For everywhere else, it happens only once a year. But for his garden, the trees would bear dates twice a year. Similarly, dear viewers, his garden, which had palm trees, there would be great musk-like fragrance that would emanate from those trees. And this is again something unusual, an example which is not found in any other garden of palm date trees. So, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him in such a way that the garden of date trees, which was under his possession, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed it with such saintly miracle that it would bear fruit twice a year, whereas normally it would bear fruit only once. But for his garden, it would bear twice. And normally, dear viewers, no fragrance is emanated, like musk-like fragrance or any other fragrance is emanated from the trees which bear dates. But the garden of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, and subhanAllah, the trees in that very garden would emanate musk-like fragrance. Again, something that was totally unprecedented. Now, dear viewers, once another saintly miracle transpired through him. It was manifested by him. So the gardener, his gardener came to him and he complained to him about severe famine. There was severe drought and severe famine. So the gardener comes to him and he complains about the severe drought. Now Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu performed wudu and he offered salah. And then he said to the gardener that, look towards the sky. Can you see something? Now the gardener, he saw and he said that, no, my master, I can't see anything. Then Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu offered salah again and asked the same question to the gardener, that look at the sky, do you see something? And he replied the same, that no, I don't see anything. So Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu offered salah again for the third time or the fourth time, and after that made dua and asked the gardener to see if he sees something in the sky. This time the gardener replied that, yes, I see a piece of cloud to the size of the wing of a bird. A feather of the bird to that size, I see a cloud. After this, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu remained engaged in salah and dua to the extent that the sky was covered with clouds and it rained heavily. Now Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he commanded his gardener that, ride upon your horse, then go and see that how far the rain has reached, how far it is raining. So the gardener, he went on his horse, all four sides, came back and said that the rain has not crossed the settlements of Masirin and Ghadban. So two areas he spoke about, that the rain has not exceeded beyond these points, beyond these settlements. Now, dear viewers, many things we can again derive from this very saintly miracle of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. Firstly, during severe famine, severe drought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent heavy rain by the virtue of his dua. But the second thing, the question, the last instruction that Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu gave to his gardener was to go and see that up to where has the rain reached. Why did he say this? This was for the reason, dear viewers, to see that the rain has reached only the areas where it is required to rain. Because other areas, the point beyond which it wasn't raining, those areas had already received rain. Famine and drought was not in those areas. It was only in the area where Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu was present. So the rain was required only for that very area. The areas beyond that had already received rain. In fact, any additional rain would have been harmful for them. So it rained only in the area where it required to rain. So that's why Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu sent his gardener to check whether the rain has only fallen on up to the area where it is required and not in the area where it is not required. SubhanAllah. So dear viewers, you can see the greatness of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that not only are they given this power, this authority, that with their du'as Allah Almighty sends the rain down, but they also can stop it, they also can limit it, they also can, you know, use it the way they want. And this was exactly the case in this very incident, this very saintly miracle, that it not only rained, but the rain was limited to the area where it required to rain. The areas beyond this limit where there was no need for the rain, in fact, more rain would have been detrimental for them, it didn't rain over there. So the rain was a blessing that came by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the virtue of the dua of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. So it was a blessing. Had it rained beyond those areas, it wouldn't have remained a blessing. It would have been a misfortune, a calamity for those people. So Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu made the dua. So how could it be that the dua would end up being in a form of calamity? Of course, it would be a blessing. So Allah sent that rain by the virtue of the dua of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, which was limited to the area that was afflicted with drought. So this is just one of those incidents, areas where we come to know about the powers of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, we should also have our hearts filled with their love, with their eminence. And whenever we speak about the Sahaba, we should only speak in good words. We should remember them in good words, and we should always make dua for them. And with their intermediary, with their medium, we should ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. I pray to Allah Almighty that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the blessed shrine of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiallahu